You know, Haribo, Haribo. Radhe, Radhe. So we're, this is in Barsana. A good thing somebody's recording, whatever. There's another Leela. It's called Bano Nandini Eats Nanda Dulal's Remnants. Who's Bano Nandini? Radharani. Who's Nanda Dulal? You're so smart. Mother Kirtita and Radharani's mother Kirtita and Krishna's mother Yashoda were very, very best of friends because they're Ganwalis, they're Parosis. Here is Kirtita and down the street is Yashoda Maya, Brajeshri. She's called Brajeshri. Radharani's also called Brajeshri, but so is Mother Yashoda. So they were fast friends, and they would regularly visit each other's house to speak, you know, all the things ladies talk about. Husbands and the crops and the animals and the babies. Because it's Nara Leela. It's so beautiful. It's so sweet. Mother Yashoda would come here and meet with Kirtan and say, "Oh, my Lala, he's so naughty. He's getting me in so much trouble. All the time he's breaking and entering. He's breaking and entering and stealing left, right, and center." And then the other ladies come and they have these very mean looks on their faces. And they start complaining. "He let the calves loose. And the calves ran to their mothers. Even before we got up, he came and let all the calves loose. And they drank all the milk. And we wanted to milk the cows. There was nothing left. Your Lala." And then she's, "Oh." And then Yashoda, she says, and Kirtita, I have to empathize with all those ladies because he's such a chalak, balak. He's just here and there and everywhere. So when they complain like that, then I tell them, I say, "Okay, I'll get him right now." So then she brings Krishna and says, "Here, now do whatever you want with him. Just, you can beat him or tie him up." And they just look at him and say, "Oh, Lala. Oh, Lala. Oh, Yashoda, you're so fortunate. Your son is so cute. Your son is so beautiful. He's so, let me pick him up. Oh, yeah, pick him up. Okay. Give me my turn. So Krishna, he's so cuddly and so sweet so 1 minute the parents are totally exasperated and they're just complaining to Yashoda, and then as soon as they see Krishna, they forget everything. They forget all their troubles. It's like when you see someone you love, you forget everything else. There are so many troubles in this world and so many difficulties that impinge on us and that come our way. But when we see the ones that we hold dear and near, and we see our beloveds and dear ones, then we feel some relief and some happiness. So you can imagine that when the ladies see Krishna, who's the most beautiful personality in the world, and they forget all their anger and all their complaints. So Yashoda says, "So what?" "Oh, forget about it. Take your Lala." So these are the kind of things that Kirtita and Yashoda, and then Kirtita says, "Yes, my Lali, she's always running all around here and there, and I can't find, she's here and there, she's like a monkey, you know." So Kirtita is complaining about little Larali, you know, "And I'm so worried about her. She runs down to the moon, and I'm afraid because there's so many big animals and dangerous animals, but she has no, she's no, she's such a fearless, she's a little girl, but she's so fearless." So they have these beautiful talks like this. When Radharani would accompany her mother to go visit Mother Yashoda, she would get to see her most beloved Gopal. That's why we call this Yatra, the Gopali Gopal Yatra. This is the 2008 Gopali Gopal Revel Gokul Yatra. GGRG. Gopali Gopal Revel Gokul Yatra. So now Radharani tagged along with her mother, and they came here because she was saw Gopal. When Radharani reached the ripe old age of 7 months, she's a big girl now, King Brishabhanu made elaborate arrangements to celebrate Radharani's Anaprashna ceremony. Ta-da! The golden spoon. This is where it comes from. It's funny because these phrases we have in America are actually have origin in India. And I remember growing up and they said, oh, he was, what's the phrase? He's raised with a golden spoon? Born with a golden spoon. Depends on how poor you are. On your side of the tracks, you're born with a silver spoon. On my side of the tracks, we're born with a gold spoon. So she just tweeted how poor she was. She just tweeted and bleated. She bleated out, I'm poor, it was a silver spoon. Mine was platinum, man. Mine was carved in emeralds. Amarakata chamach. Is that right? So, this is our first grain eating ceremony. Baby eats the first grains. Purnamasi was there. Nanda Maharaj. Purnamasi is Advaita Acharya, by the way. Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and Krishna, Rohini, and Baladev. All the leading citizens of Gokul and Ravel and this Mahavan attended. During a sumptuous feast, Radharani took a morsel of grains from Gopal's plate. Jai ho, Radha, Rani ki jai, Gopal Mahaprasad ki jai. So the very, 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 very first anna that Radharani ate was Krishna's Mahaprasad, Gopal's Mahaprasad. And that's why the people, they bring their children. I said when I was a temple president, the Gujaratis would bring their children to take the Mahaprasad from Thakurji and the Mandir. They bring their own pujaris, Indian pujaris, to do their rites and rituals, but they would bring their own golden spoons. As I said, we don't have any of those. We didn't have a silver either. It was a poor temple. So this is the beautiful, you know, so after everyone became busy, now after that, because everyone became busy talking with themselves, talking with each other, old times and new times. So at this time, Radharani crawled off somewhere to meet Nandalal Krishna. So this is Radharani's exhibiting our stayrati. Stayrati means permanent, standing. You're, like we have standing order or standing whatever. Stahi rati, rati means love, or rati means loving attachment, prem. And stahi means eternally fixed. So eternally fixed in the heart of Radharani and Krishna is this beautiful Madhurya relationship, the lady love and the beloved, lover and beloved. So the stahi rati, even at the earliest stages, the sun, even materially speaking, our sanskaras, which are our traits and qualities that are inherent, which we brought with us from last life, they start exhibiting themselves. Like the little girl was dancing in her last life, and she danced so much in her whole life. So she has a sanskara for that. So next life, when she takes birth, if she's a monkey, she'll be a dancing monkey. But hopefully she takes birth as a human being. And then she'll say, oh, mommy, I want to learn dance. I really like to dance. I remember I told this probably a dozen times already, this to explain this principle of the sanskara, that this famous Indian musician of late, Sri Ravi Shankar, he played the sitar. He was a sitar maestro, Padma Shri. Fantastic. We heard him play in New York back in 1970, or 69 or 70 with my brother. Some rock concert he also played. Fantastic. This is rock and roll music, and like really wild, crazy rock and roll music. And he got a standing ovation from all the young people. I thought this is a super rock. Although it's so celestial and so sattvic, compared to rock and roll, is totally tamasic. But even they could appreciate it. These are gross animals, a.k.a. Americans. Gross animals, a.k.a. Americans. Hippies, no less. Totally covered with everything you can imagine. every kind of illusion you could imagine. And he was only a side thing. It wasn't the main headliner. No one came there to hear Ravi Shankar. But he was a friend of the main star, so then he played. Of course, he was paid. So he wrote on his... I had some of his things when I was a Karmi also. I had one of his albums way before Krishna Consciousness. And one of his liner notes, on the back of it, it was a little biography. He said, I went to one Jyotishi, and I'm for sure you're glorifying me as a great maestro, but this is only the blessings of God, and I've been practicing for 14 lives. One Jyotishi told me, Bhrigu Rishi said, I've been playing sitar for 14 lifetimes. So like they say, it doesn't come easy. So this is called sanskara. So this is like you can say, stai rati, never changes. So birth after birth. I can give some example. I don't know if it's a sanskara, but it seems to be so. If I look back now, over 40 years of personal life, I was with 5,000 Western people that joined a spiritual mission, and we're all around the same age, and now 40 years later, some are 50 years, I look back and I see that right from the very beginning, when I turned my head towards Krishna, it was towards Radha and Krishna and Madhurya Rati from the very beginning. I didn't know anything, understand anything about it. But now I realize that every step of my life has just been an unfoldment of this particular interest in Radha and Krishna from the very, very beginning. The first book I got Nectar Devotion and Krishna book and Gita together. And it's a long story, but I just share this in summary that I firmly believe that in my last life I cultivated devotion to Radha and Krishna. No doubt about it. With me, I'm sure. I don't know about my other 5,000 God brothers, because they're all on different levels and different planes of consciousness. I can't comment or judge anything. I can only share my own life experience in relation to the Stai Rati principle. So whatever bhakti you're developing now, interest in Radha and Krishna, again in next life, especially Indian people, they're like a jewel in a dust pile. They're like a diamond in the garbage pit. Not in the garbage pit, I'll just say a diamond covered with dust. Because they have so many devotional or pious religious Indians have so many sanskaras for spiritual life. Because of prior lives, so much puja, so much tapasya, so much yajnas, rites and rituals and vidhis and pujas. And that's why they're natural. They're very, very fortunate. You already have that. You're a Krishna Bhakta, so you're born into a family where you're Gopal in your house. Your mother's offering food. So you're Indian, taking up what they call, quote-unquote, Indian religion. But I'm also... taking out the religion, because last life there's a good chance I was in this country also. And next life, many Indians will take birth in America because they like America too much. Or maybe China. Or whatever. Our liking will determine our future. Many things will determine. So this is Stai Rati. So here, 7 months old, Radharani sneaking off to meet Krishna. It's so cute. It's impossible materially, but there's no limitations. So with Radha and Krishna, it's okay. But it indicates the depth and the strength of the sanskar, that it starts expressing itself at the earliest age. Like every man and woman, and most all of them, have sanskars. A man has a sanskara for interest in women. Women. So then he hits a certain age, and it fructifies. Where did it come from? It came from your chitta. It's part of the chitta. Some men, they become 14. There's no sanskara for women. So they become sadhus, sannyasis, babajis, whatever. Or some women, they become 13, 12, 13, 14. They don't have any sanskara. They don't have any desire or any interest, any desire from last life for men. So then they become some sadvi. More rare for women, also rare for men, but less rare. So this is from last life. That's why they look at the kundali. Someone says, oh, I want to take sannyas. Well, they look at your kundali. Do you have four houses? Do you have four planets in one house and like this and that? And they'll say, oh, nice. But so if you were sannyasi in last life, that will show up in your chart in this life. Can't but be. So this is very dynamic in this science, because we're nitya, we're eternal. So this is so cute. Radharani crawls off to meet Krishna. She crawled out somewhere to meet Nandalal. The innocent, let's say, then, this is beautiful. Then I got into too much philosophy, because these last couple of years I'm too much interested in philosophy. Before I would just tell all leelas. Don't mind. Both are necessary. Then with innocent eyes. Now remember, there's 7-month-old Radharani, and there's 1 year and seven. Krishna is about 1 year older. So Krishna is like 1 year and 7 months, or however, 1 year difference. So these two, this little girl, little baby, really little. She's 7 months old by calendar, but really she's about like 3 or so, and Krishna's about 5. You should see like that. Turns to their forms. With innocent eyes, they relished each other's beauty, like thirsty chakora birds drinking the moonlight. The golden lotus of Bhanu Nandini's face manifested a wonderful beauty and sweetness when it contacted the sunlight of Krishna's loving glance. That's a beautiful analogy. I don't know if you caught it. In Sanskrit, in Kavi and also in Sahitya or Kavi, or in Darshan, to repeat something is not a dosh, it's a bhushanam. There's one verse in Radharasudaniti where Radharani gives, she eats some tambol or some tambol, and she says, oh, Sakhi Manjari, here you take my prasadi tambol. So then she takes it, and she says, oh, Shri Radhara Madhura Piyusha Sharam. Uchishta Piyusha Sarum. Radharani's, her remnants are the essence of Piyush. Piyush means nectar. Shri Radhara Radhara. Then he says the next line, Bojam 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 Nava Nava Rasananda Magna Kadasyam. It's repetition. It's called yukti. Yukti means repetition. Yukti. How do you say? Punyavyakti. Punar. Yeah, punar means punarvyakti. It's punarvyakti, because punar means again. Vyakti means speech. Vyakya. So punarvyakti means you repeat. Bojam bo. It means eating and eating. Chewing and chewing. Bojam bojam. Nava nava. Nava nava rasa. Nava nava rasa ananda. Magana kadasyam. Kadasyam means when. Kadasyam means when will I be magana, immersed? When will I be magana, submerged in the anand, the rasanand, the ecstatic divine, the blissful ecstatic divine rapture of chewing and chewing again and again, nava nava, relishing nava nava ras, newer and newer ras and newer bliss at every moment, eating the remnants of Radharani. This is the experience that Radharani's having when she's taking Krishna Gopal's remnants. She's thinking, bojam, bojam, nava nava rasananda. So this is punarvyakti, but it's called a bhushanam. It's an ornament, it's an embellishment. To hear it again, bojam, bojam. Can you imagine? Radharani gives you. So we have a plate, and we put some tulsi leaves, sprinkle some Ganga water, and chant some mantras, and we offer Radha Krishna. That's Radharani's remnants. Krishna eats, then Radharani eats, and then we take. But do we have this experience? Bojam, bojam, rasananda. We say, ah, la, 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 la. We eat, we're practically barking. Like when dogs eat, they bark. And fighting. So we're like this. Rasananda Magna Kadasyam. This is very nice. I'll repeat. When with innocent eyes, Nandadulal and Kirtidasuta relished each other's beauty like thirsty chakora birds drinking the moonlight. The golden lotus of Bhanu Nandini's face manifested a wonderful beauty and sweetness when it contacted the sunlight. So Radharani's face is a Padma Vaktra, a lotus face, Vaktra, Padma Vaktra. And so the lotus blossoms in the sunshine. It opens in the sun. This is a feature of the lotus, maybe you know or don't know. When the sun rises, the lotus opens, and then when the sun sets, it closes. So Krishna's glance is like the sunshine. It's called Sudarshan. Sudarshan, we say chakra, but also means good darshan, good eyes, good looking. Sudarshan. Darshan means to see. So su means good. So this Radharani's, Krishna's Sudarshan of his glance, that sunshine of his glance, is shining on the lotus of Radharani's face. It's beautiful. In this way, Radha and Krishna passed their babyhood in Gokul and Ravel. Radharani ki jai. So what time now?
12:04.
Okay. So now we'll follow up all these things and return them where we collected them. We'll take darshan and we'll go to Chintaharan Ghat. So if you have any anxiety, you put it, you collect it right now, collect it and list it, and then when we get to Chintaharan Ghat, we'll submerge in the Yamuna. We'll do Visarjan. It's called Chinta Visarjan. Submerge all your Chinta in the Yamuna and say Hari Hari Bol and walk home clean. Raval Dhamma ki jai, Radha Raval Bihari Lal ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Okay, all this arrangement to record, the microphone, everything, and don't, not turning it on. Very good. It's really crap. I need somebody to know. Huh? No, I don't think I got anything.